Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday, the 29th day of November, 2022, and overnight, beginning actually late yesterday, low-level moisture made the return of the area. The clouds came in the 7 o'clock hour last evening, and those produced some patchy fog and, of course, our morning low clouds this morning, which are beginning to break across the area now. As we proceed through the day, the winds turn a little more southwesterly. Folks, that's going to allow temperatures this afternoon to warm maybe into the lower 80s. We're already at 73 at mid-morning, both at Camp Mabry and Bergstrom. So I certainly see some 80-degree temperatures possible across parts of the area today with that more southwesterly wind. All that occurring just ahead of a strong cold front due tonight between about 10 p.m. and midnight over the Austin area. Of course, the atmosphere will be that kind of ahead of the front, will be kind of scoured out by that southwest wind, more of a drier wind flow, limited instability, limited moisture, and so as a result, just the wind shift with the front. But make no mistake, it will be much cooler behind the front. Lower 80s today and highs in the 50s for tomorrow. A strong gusty northerly wind as well. I think clouds return again by late Thursday into Thursday night and Friday for South Central Texas. And earlier I had some slim rain chances in there. I've removed those now. I just don't see it. But I do see plenty of clouds, kind of a cloudy period Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe into Monday as well for South Central Texas. Temperatures will be warming in that time period. We'll get out and above the 50s and 60s once again and into the 70s with a southerly wind by the weekend. Another cold front making its way into Texas maybe by late Monday and Tuesday of next week. And this front looks like it'll be pretty strong, but we'll keep an eye on that, let you know how that works out. What you don't hear here is a whole lot of rain chances over the next 7 days. I think little or no precipitation expected in the Austin area over the next 7 days. Quick mention of the severe weather prospects today to our east. As that cold front moves south, as it moves into the Mississippi Valley, particularly Louisiana, southeast Arkansas, the Magnolia State, the state of Mississippi, southern parts of Tennessee maybe, and western Alabama, folks, the moisture and instability will be increasing in that area. And it looks like, according to the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, that there will be a risk of severe weather today, particularly in that area from about Natchez, Mississippi, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, up to around Tupelo, Mississippi, sort of along the Natchez Trace Parkway is where I'm kind of looking right now for the highest risk of severe weather by later today into tonight. Possible long track tornadoes are possible. That's always an issue in the south where at night it's very difficult to see these things because of vegetation, trees, and also the lower cloud heights as well. So we're going to keep an eye on for those folks over there. Once that front moves through there sometime after midnight, that severe weather threat will end as well. So it's the same front over there. It's just a little different than here. They have the moisture. They have the instability. Our atmosphere will be lacking. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this 29th day of November 2022 on this Tuesday. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the 7-day forecast on the website. I'll do that on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good Tuesday.